While President Obama talked in Iowa about municipal broadband last week, a couple hundred people attending something called the Gigabit Summit in Kansas City cheered him on.
And that's why leaders from 50 cities and towns across the country, it's a coalition called Next Century Cities.
It's a coalition promoting high-speed internet. Its director, Deb Socia, says dependable high-speed broadband has become a social justice issue.
This is about people. And people in communities who need resources for businesses, for e-government, for participatory democracy, for healthcare, for transportation, for education. Everything we do is related to how our access to technology.
Anyone who's ever died a little waiting for a page to load or a stalled movie to resume wants faster internet. But the major internet service providers don't face much competition in many places, and so they're not all that motivated to upgrade. Faced with that, some towns have gotten into the internet business themselves. Michael Klein works for one of them, Chanute, Kansas.
They started their municipal electric utility over a century ago on the faith that this electricity thing was going to be important to the local economy. Well, today the City Fathers have that same vision about this broadband network.
This broadband network of Chanute's runs about 100 times faster than typical American internet. Klein says it's given his remote Kansas town one of the fastest growing junior colleges in the country and connected its hospital in high def to distant specialists. Klein, who's an engineer, says all this was feasible because Chanute already ran its own electric utility.
The city of Chanute already has bills that they produce on a monthly basis. They already have line workers. They already have the utility poles, the rights of way. The infrastructure is largely in place.
But the cable industry has a warning for towns that don't have that ready-made infrastructure, says Brian Dietz with the National Cable and Telecommunications Association.
So there's been several examples where government-run networks have failed because they aren't able to compete effectively with private-run networks.
Dietz points to Provo, Utah. Provo spent almost $40 million building a fiber network. The system lost money, and the city wound up selling it to Google for a buck. Dietz says internet service providers have invested more than $230 billion nationwide building networks.
Clear evidence shows that cable operators are investing billions of dollars to deliver the best possible internet services that they can to consumers.
Cable companies have been pretty successful at convincing state legislatures that taxpayer-funded municipal broadband is a bad idea. 19 states now prohibit or at least discourage public involvement in the broadband business. It's hard to quantify the effects of those laws, but in places, they've left some people stuck with crappy internet, while their neighbors enjoy world-class service.
The situation is awesome in Chattanooga. We've got a great city, and we've also got the largest citywide robust gigabit network in the country.
Ken Hayes works with Chattanooga's 600-square-mile gigabit network. The city built it on its own publicly-owned electric utility, same as Chanute. Chattanooga wants to expand service to outlying areas where internet speeds plunge, but it ran into one of those prohibitive state laws.
Our electric utility actually petitioned the FCC along with Wilson, North Carolina, to ask the FCC to use their authority to override the legislatures.
Those petitions are pending, with decisions likely in the next few months. President Obama wants the state laws nullified as part of a broader push from his administration to encourage municipal broadband. Internet service providers and some Republican leaders say the FCC has no authority to meddle in the way states regulate the internet. Still, Deb Socia sees a municipal broadband breakthrough on the horizon.
I think we're at a tipping point that I am so excited about. This is a moment in time that feels like, you know, we've just been waiting for. You know, it's exciting.
Kansas City, of course, isn't waiting. Google built the high-speed network here in partnership with local governments. That's why Kansas City hosted the Gigabit City Summit, which, as Jason Harper with KC Digital Divide says, previewed a gathering Obama plans to convene in Washington.
So they're going to bring together leaders from a bunch of different cities and communities, all looking at fiber technology, to, you know, Capitol Hill to talk about how to leverage this technology to make communities better. But that's exactly what we're doing in Kansas City with the Gigabit City Summit. So this puts us 6 months ahead of the curve.
Kansas City even raided a little serenade from broadband activists gathered here last week.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go. They went and built the fiber system, symmetrical gigabit speed.
Frank Morris, KCUR News.